Who are you?
Krista.
From?
Abbotsford.
From?
British Columbia.
From?
Canada.
From?
You say party, we say die.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Remember, we're in a band.
Oh, yeah.
And who are you?
I'm Becky.
Becky, could you please introduce You Say Party, We Say Die?
Well, we are You Say Party, We Say Die. This is Derek, this is Devin, this is Krista, and this is Steven.
So you can tell them by feel?
Yes.
When did you develop a feel for You Say Party, We Say Die?
About 3 years ago.
What are the different textures of You Say Party, We Say Die? Could you go over that at all, Derek? What did each member of the band feel like?
Scaly.
Different grits of sandpaper.
Could you go through each member?
I could go through each member.
Well, first off, Derek is...
Guitar.
And?
Some voice.
And scaly!
Yes.
He's a chorus grade.
Okay, we've got you out of the way now.
All right. Let's see here. We got Devin here. He's probably... medium grit sandpaper.
Like 80?
Yeah, about 80. I'd say we got a helicopter or something. That's noisy. Steven, I don't know. Steven's more of like a polishing chamois or something, you know?
Awesome. I thought you were going to say like heavy grit. Really.
Yeah, and Krista and Becky are just smooth and lovely, you know?
I guess.
You Say Party, We Say Die, I'd like to read you a review. I think you are boring if you don't have fun with this album.
Oh, that's nice.
You didn't know where that was going, did you?
I thought you were
going
to just say we were boring.
People called you boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why have they called you boring?
You remember that one review.
Because they're mean and ugly.
It's always obscure blogs.
Yeah,
it's always the guy. It's the guy in the basement who's like got the opinion. Yeah,
I know the band The Organ. People have yelled at them, "Come on, smile!" people yelled at you, "Come on, be unboring." That wouldn't make any sense, would it?
No.
So the music was boring, or you were boring?
Ooh.
In the review, it was the music.
Yeah, it was the music.
It was uninspired. I think it said. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
an envelope opening or something.
It was soulless, they said.
Soulless.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what was the other one? There was a contrived or no, that wasn't it.
Well, we've had that one.
I like the soulless one.
Well, this is a very positive review. It says, "I think you are boring if you don't have fun with this album."
That's awesome.
That's your album.
Mm-hmm.
It's having fun.
Oh yeah.
Now, I was wondering, Becky, how far are you willing to go to have fun?
Sky's the limit.
Is it really? You will not go as far as wearing high heels anymore, will you?
I've put them away in a closet for a while. It's way more fun when you're not in heels.
Come on, you want to take it farther. High heels, rock and roll. What's going on, Krista?
I don't really wear them much anymore either.
I can move around a lot more with heels. And at first I thought, I can move around pretty good in heels, so I'm going to wear heels. But now, I don't know.
Haven't you kept abreast on the updates on heels?
Uh-uh.
NASA has developed some special pour-on that's been used in a space shuttle. They have a NASA high heel.
Wow. Well, if I could get one of those NASA high heels, maybe I'd sport them again.
And as well, they have stiletto strength courses. Hello.
Oh, baby.
Now, is this band afraid of exercise, Steven?
No.
No, we stretch before every show.
So, stiletto strength exercises.
Oh, yeah, I could do those. Some calf push-ups. Calf
raises. So, what is the perfect show? What is the perfect shoe?
Perfect shoe right now for me is ballet slippers.
So, that will take it where the high heels could not take you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back to my old ballet dancing days.
You say party, we say...
die.
Tell me how important it is not to overuse the hand clap. Overuse the hand clap.
Unimportant. It cannot be overused.
Because don't a lot of bands use the hand clap?
When we figure out that, then...
You know, like the breakdown. You know, the breakdown. The classic breakdown.
Yes.
Do you have any hand clap breakdowns in You Say Party, We Say Die?
Totally.
Yeah, we've had a couple.
How many songs have the hand clap breakdowns?
Maybe like three, two or three.
Two per song?
Two hand clap breakdowns.
But how important it is not to overuse that? Yeah. Because that's really important. The hand clap is kind of like the new thing for rock and roll.
I don't think it's new at all. I think it was probably the first thing the cavemen ever did was clap their hands.
Oh, good point. Very good point, Krista.
That is true. I have heard that. That music started when a caveman threw a rock in the ocean. That was the first indication of music.
Huh. Wow.
And You Say Party, We Say
Die.
Are continuing on with it. Now, You Say Party, what about the tambourine? Is that important? Is the tambourine important?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Why is the tambourine important? And how hard does she rock the tambourine?
She rocks it pretty damn hard.
Now, when I say the word she in the band...
I have to tell about my bruises.
She used to have welts.
I had a huge bruise that started from my knee and went up to my hip.
And that's from the tambourine hitting?
From the tambourine hitting.
Have there been any other bands that have hit the tambourine so hard?
I don't know, but I'd like to ask them if they've developed any kind of, like, leather callus or something that I could borrow or use or buy somewhere.
Someone's, like, invented a pad that you can strap on for a while.
But then you probably wouldn't hear the loud hitting so well if it was so soft.
Well, your leg's soft, though, right?
No, mine's hard as a rock.
Oh, okay.
So would people be mad now to hear no high heels and no welts anymore?
Definitely.
Well,
that would be...
What are some fetish type people that like the high heels and like the welts?
Yeah, they got a problem now. They're going to have to go elsewhere. We can't support them anymore. I don't know what. What are we going to do?
Maybe I'll start wearing the high heels. And
we haven't even touched,
touched kazoos, like, and we haven't done the cowbell in years.
Yeah.
So kazoos and cowbells are next.
They're open game.
Yeah, you know, when we wear out the hands.
If there's a bandwagon available, You Say Party, We Say Die, are going to jump upon it.
We're going to build it.
You're going to build it. You're all into having fun and stuff. In fact, you've played legendary punk club, The Asphalt.
Oh, yeah, The Asphalt.
Now, what is it like when You Say Party, We Say Die play with punk bands? You guys played with SNFU!
That was awesome.
This guy to talk about SNFU.
What was it like playing with SNFU? You Say Party, We Say Die playing with SNFU. Opening for SNFU.
I could have quit the next day and I would have accomplished everything I need to accomplish. So, yeah, that's pretty much the pinnacle of our career, I'd have to say.
How about the reaction? What did the crowd think of you? Because I noticed you also played with the Ripcords!
When did we play with the Ripcords?
We didn't.
DOA?
Well, let's just say you played with the Ripcords.
So that awesome. Time we played with the Ripcords, it was awesome.
But how did the audiences take to You Say Party, We Say Die to punker audiences? Like, sometimes punks don't like keyboards. Like, there's that famous quote by an unpunk dude that said, keyboards are kind of like condoms. We only use them when we need them.
Krista.
And do you know who said that?
No.
Loverboy.
Oh, no way.
A Vancouver band. Yeah. So what is the reaction to the keyboards when you're doing a punk gig?
I don't think there's been
bad reaction. UBC, I think that's probably our only circle pit we've ever had. Maybe, yeah, opening for DOA, yeah. So I'd say pretty good.
It hasn't been bad at all.
Well, New Wave is the sister to punk rock. Maybe we're not New Wave, but, you know, they use keyboards. And it was okay, so it'll be okay for us too.
You Say Party, you also played with the Blood
Brothers.
Now, what are the Blood Brothers like? A bit of background on the Blood Brothers.
They're really wild. That was a crazy show. There was an umbrella cloud surfing at that show.
That's what I was curious about. What is a crowd surfing umbrella?
It's
magical. An open umbrella.
It's an umbrella that's completely open with no one holding onto it and being passed kind of like a beach ball over a mosh pit. Yeah, it was insane. Krista, weren't you worried someone was going to poke their eye out?
I was, and I kept saying into the microphone, everyone, be careful. I pull a mom once in a while.
Does this come from your years of being a piano instructor?
Probably, yeah. I've been teaching for years.
Krista, are you also an accountant?
I'm not an official accountant, but I have worked in bookkeeping for years.
Because that's what I was curious about. Do your clients come out to see you? Do your students come out to see you?
I don't have clients. My students have never made it out. I teach Nick's daughter from, what's their name, the Transmitters, and they've never made it out to see me, but she's my only student right now. So.
Is it cool having an accountant in a band, or is it bad news?
I think it's pretty sweet because I don't have to worry about the math.
Yeah, who collects the money at the end of the evening?
Me.
You do?
Yeah.
Now, why is that?
Because I need it.
Okay. Steve usually settles it, but then he hands it over to me.
So you do the accounting?
That's right.
And the counting?
Yes.
Of You Say Party?
We Say
Die.
In Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Now, You Say Party, We Say Die. You've played, you know, with, well, the Ripcords. I mean, DOA, SNFU, the Blood Brothers. Now, also, you guys have ventured to foreign shores, and you had the Metric open for you!
That's right.
The Metric open for you!
Correct.
How did that happen?
It was kind of a fluky thing. They got added on at the last minute, but it was already our show, and...
Secret guest.
They were the secret guest, and it got announced the same day, and it was kind of awesome, because it would never happen here.
Were you at all worried that anybody would think that you were the Metric? Or the Metric was you?
I don't think so. They have a pretty unique sound and look to them, and so do we. So,
have you ever seen that at gigs? Like, I was actually at a Franz Ferdinand gig, and a little kid came up to me and said, "Is that Franz Ferdinand?" And it wasn't Franz Ferdinand. It was, like, another band. Like, have you ever seen that where people are totally unaware who's on stage, but they're just grooving out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time. Right after we've played, sometimes people walk up to me and say, "Who was that band? They were so awesome." It was just on stage.
And what do you say? Thank you?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't ever say they suck?
No.
Now, You Say Party, We Say Die. You're playing in England. Your first show, is it a sellout? Is your first show in England a sellout?
It was.
The very first one on the last tour was. This first one on this next tour, I haven't heard about the numbers. But
your first gig ever in England was a sellout.
It's true. The capacity was only 200.
Who cares? You've probably played in many places that couldn't hold 200. Like, 200, what do you mean only 200?
That's a lot of people. I'm not taking it for granted.
So how did that happen? A sellout, your first gig ever in the UK?
I think it's really different over there. I think they're really excited about Canada, whereas when we're in Canada, people don't really care if you're from Canada.
Everyone kept asking us if we knew the Arcade Fire, because Canada is really big over there right now.
And of course you said, yeah, sure, we know them.
Yeah, totally.
Best buddies for life.
Still, that is incredible, though. After all these years of playing in Abbotsford, you go all the way to England, and your first gig is a sellout.
It was insane.
And, like, the Metric are opening for you.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I mean, that really is a sign of cool things to come. Now, I heard the flip side of that. The rock and roll band Sloan, one of their first gigs ever, I think, was in Detroit. And it was at an in-store in Detroit, and it was completely packed. And they thought, man, we're going to conquer the States, and they almost did. They almost did. There's still less time, but that sets quite a precedent. The Metric opening for you, a sellout gig. How the hell did this? I still don't understand.
I don't think we understand it really either.
Yeah,
it's just awesome.
I think I do perhaps understand. I know why people came out, because you have the same press agent in England as System of a Down.
What? Really?
And the Simple Mind.
What?
So how did you hook up with this guy, Simon? This guy, Simon.
Oh, well, Armin.
Simon, who does your press, also the System of a Down. And Simple Minds, and...
You Say Party, We Say Die?
Yes!
I think our manager somehow got connected with him.
He contacted us.
Did he contact us?
It's like a lot of people over there are looking for the up-and-coming bands to work with them earlier on instead of getting them when they're already huge. You avoid the ego that way.
And I think that's an awesome combination. Would you describe you guys as a mixture of System of a Down meet Simple Mind?
Totally. I can't wait till we tour with them.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start yarling a hell of a lot more, though.
So the Simple Minds, the keyboard, you know what I mean? Like, you merge those two together. That is almost the You Say Party sound, isn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
Because you're not afraid of the technical parts and the guitar, are you, Derek?
Heck no.
For tech?
Tech?
That was a rumor of a Loverboy album, Heck No for Techno.
A
Awesome.
At South by Southwest, I saw you guys play at the Blender Party, and there were quite a few British people in the audience, and I knew someone was going, because they were all going, wonderful, amazing. Did you notice a lot of British people in the audience at South by Southwest?
Afterwards, yeah, when we were talking to people, definitely.
Do you notice the audiences being any different for You Say Party in England, like bigger t-shirt sizes?
Yes. Yeah, there's definitely more men, I think, at our shows out there than there are out here.
Yeah.
More girls in Canada.
And we don't sell small shirts there, right?
No. No.
And why is that? Just bigger guys?
It's the food.
The food?
They have a fat tax now.
Which you're happy about?
I just like the word fat tax.
You're like a skinny band. If the band suddenly got fat, would you be mad?
No, but I'd be concerned for their cholesterol levels.
So a fat tax does make you happy.
If we got fat, we'd do the intense set so no one could see us. We have a plan someday to set up tents and play inside
play inside
of tents. Because our live show is so intense.
Bah, boom!
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah. That's before we transition to Destiny Music.
Destiny Music.
And just like your gym teacher's name is Jim.
Oh, gym teacher?
No, Nauseam.
Morrison.
Gymnasium? Gymnasium?
Oh!
Am I on the same wavelength for that tent thing?
Yeah, good one.
Yes.
Hamburg! Did you guys play in Hamburg?
Yes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What was Hamburg like?
We played at, what was that place called? Tanzhalle? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was that kind of like the asphalt kinda, of Europe?
For sure, yeah. It was a dingy little place in St. Pauli, and yeah, it was wasn't a very big venue, but it was a lot of fun. I don't know, all the locals came out.
Because that's kind of like ground zero for rock and roll in Hamburg, like Beatles and all that stuff. Did you get a chance to check any of that out?
Check out the Beatles in Hamburg?
Or any like the seat signs, you know?
I went to the Poodle with Derek. That was great. It's like a house they squatted and turned into a bar. I walked in and they were playing the organ. That was crazy.
The Poodle that the Beatles squatted at?
No. It is a bar now. That yeah. Apparently it's world famous. But yeah, I'm not sure if the Beatles played there.
When You Say Party, We Say Dice song goes like meow 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 meow. Do you still do that one?
Yes, I do.
What is that song called? Meow 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 meow.
It's called Apocalypse Meow.
When you guys first did that song, did any of you object to the amount of meows that were coming out of Becky?
Not at all. Meows are great.
Like, when do you know there's enough meows?
There's never enough. It's like hand claps.
It's like hand claps. Never too many.
Because that's what I was thinking. There was meows, and I was like, how far is she going to take? It just keeps going. The meows keep going.
I have to meow because I'm a cat when I sing that song.
It's awesome. Meow, 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 meow. And then it made me think kitties, and then it made me think kitty-yo, and then it made me think you guys are kind of associated with that. What's the connection?
Yeah, kitty-yo, they're great.
What's the connection between meows, kitty-yo, and We Say Party, We Say Die, You Say Party, We Say Die?
Our connection with them is they put out our single, The Gap, out in Europe.
So you're on kitty-yo. You love kitties, but they renamed the label.
Yeah, Cheese Dream.
Doesn't that suck? You have a song where you go meow, and they renamed the label.
They named it Cheese Dream.
I love cheese. I got a disease. I'm addicted to cheese.
Yeah, I love addicted.
Yeah, I love cheese, but were you a bit upset about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, mice love cheese, not cats.
Good point.
Okay, thank you for correcting me.
Anybody?
I get it.
You Say Party, We Say Die. Here is the New Musical Express talking about you guys. This is the New Musical Express talking about you guys.
Oh.
Here it is. We've been lusting for this Abbotsford five-piece.
Sweet.
Now, what do you find interesting about that statement? We've been lusting for this Abbotsford five-piece.
I'm lusting for a cold beer right now.
No, you have to listen some more. Is Derek a good listener?
Not all the time.
At times. At times, Derek is a good listener, although we're a few beers into a few beers, and I'm sure his mind is focused on other things right now.
Like, now, what could be unusual about this comment right here? We've been lusting for this Abbotsford five-piece.
Well, lust and Abbotsford don't really go together.
Lust is sin. Yeah.
You're all jumping for the lust. Why are you guys all jumping for the sex?
Because it's been suppressed in Abbotsford, and that's what we grew up with. But the other thing is, they said we're from Abbotsford.
Yes!
And we're not actually from Abbotsford anymore.
But still, I love the fact that Abbotsford gets in a New Musical Express. Very few Canadian bands ever get in there, but here we have. We've been lusting for this Abbotsford five-piece. I love it.
It's awesome.
Abby, representing.
Woo! Yeah.
You guys are also, you Abbotsforders, are going to the Reading Festival. How many Abbotsford bands have played the Reading Festival?
Officially zero. Yeah. Well, one now.
You're opening the gates.
We actually haven't played there yet.
Oh, zero.
Yeah. Now, a little quote here from Derek. Our local scene was full of pretentious snobs that just stood around at shows.
True.
Now, who exactly were you referring to? Can you name some names from people from Abbotsford?
Not really. I didn't really ever talk to them. I wasn't really into those guys. I don't know.
The reason why you can't name them. The reason is that you weren't in the band when we used to play in Abbotsford all the time. Pretentious snobs in Abbotsford, top of the list.
You didn't want to mention it, but let's bring it out now. Let's bring it out now. There is some Canadian Idol connection to Abbotsford, isn't there?
Insert Headley video here.
But it doesn't stop there, though. It doesn't stop there. There's another guy. Isn't there another Canadian Idol? Shane Weeb. He's from Canadian Idol, too, right?
I sang in choir with him.
Yeah, what can you say about Canadian Idol breeding ground Abbotsford? Who are the people? We have Shane Weeb. Tell us a bit about Shane Weeb.
He's Mennonite.
Okay.
And it's a good thing.
So is Randy Backman of the band, and guess who?
Mormon. Yeah.
Mormon. No, he's Mormon.
Okay, same thing. We all Canadian anyway.
It's not the same thing.
Okay, sorry.
It's true. She's Mennonite. She knows.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, the Killers are Mennonite.
No, they're not.
Sure they are.
What are they?
I have no
idea. They're Mormon.
What?
No, they're from Las Vegas.
They're Mormons from Las Vegas. Just like the band Panic at the Disco are Mormon.
They're Mormon. I've heard that.
Are they?
Yeah.
There's no Mennonites in Vegas.
Okay, it's too confusing. Anyways, back to the Canadian Idol breeding ground, Abbotsford, Shane Weeb.
What about him?
He's Canadian Idol, and we also have, what's the connection? The other Canadian Idler?
Oh, there's Carolee Batten.
Karen Lee Batten,
yeah.
Okay, you're talking about Jacob Hogarth?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the connection between him and You Say Party, We Say Die? Or I understand a member of You Say Party, We Say Die witnessed something very interesting. Canadian Idol cat fight.
Ooh, yeah, there was a cat fight at the Replay skateboard shop. He kicked Shane right in the junk.
Who did?
Jacob Hogard.
And this was two Canadian Idlers fighting it out.
I saw him once at the liquor store. He was stoned. I want him to say hi the next time I see him. We'll be friends. I know it.
Does he know You Say Party, We Say Die?
No, probably not.
Not personally, anyway.
Hopefully not.
So from Abbotsford, we can now say You Say Party, We Say Die, Headley.
And Faber.
Shane Weeb. Anybody else? What is some Abbotsford trivia?
Fun 100, most important band from Abbotsford of all time.
Fun 100.
Yeah, they
play a keytar.
Yes, they slay a keytar.
That actually exemplifies how fun they are. Some people make fun of keytars. Fun 100 actually play a keytar. But anything else so about Abbotsford? Any other trivia here about Abbotsford? Any other people? We've got some of the music angle, but just curious.
Smells real bad. Oh, smells like...
What is the smell?
The dung.
The Abbotsford Killer.
Oh, the Abbotsford
Terry Driver,
killer.
The Abbotsford Killer. We're nationally known for a murderer. And... We're also home to the Abbotsford Air Show, the largest independent weapons trade festival in North America, I believe.
In the middle.
Very popular. Hundreds of thousands of people come out for that. Have you played anything like that? Like, you played the City Limits Cabaret. What's the City Limits like?
The City Limits is pretty much the dung hole of Abbotsford.
It's known as Shitty Limits locally.
The limits.
But what's it like? Is that what every band kind of hopes to play? Is that the benchmark you play there?
Well, there are some bands that I think probably hope to play
it's
there.
It's the only club in Abbotsford, and if you're looking for a cougar, you'll find it.
That's why your brand new drummer,
Devin Ronald Butler Clifford.
Were you cougar hunting at City Limits?
I have cougar hunted before, but not at Shitty Limits.
What was your experience playing there? Why is it Shitty Limits? Why? What's it like there?
It's just gross and, it's dirty. The people are dirty.
But not dirty in an awesome way like the Cobalt or the Astoria. Like, just gross.
they don't pair their bands very well either. We played with a band from Abbotsford called Joey, classic rock.
No, they were like Tom Petty covers.
Yeah. Joey. Awesome.
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
It wasn't. Like jamming with dads.
Like jamming with dads?
Yeah.
Dad rock. What's wrong with that? That's what Oasis is.
Dad rock. Oh, I don't know about Oasis. My dad doesn't listen to Oasis, but he definitely rocks out. And I wouldn't mind jamming with my dad, but not everyone else's dads.
Does your dad play anything?
Yes, he plays guitar and harmonica, and he can play it at the same time with one of those thingies around his neck.
Oh, that's awesome, like a Bob Dylan-y type thing.
Mm-hmm, but totally his own.
Was he in bands at all?
No, but he wished he could, and he wanted to start one with me.
He's in a band?
No, he's not.
Every Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah. Every Sunday morning he plays in a band.
Is he living out any fantasies through you at all? Like band fantasies?
He just told me that he is, so that got me kind of stoked.
What happened if your dad came on the road with you?
Oh, my goodness.
What would happen?
He'd ask to play lead.
He'd be lead guitar?
Yeah, he'd want to be, yeah.
Would he do a good job?
He would do a good job, but it would get bluesy really fast.
What's wrong with the blues?
There's nothing wrong with the blues, except being blue.
Ba-boom.
Ba-boom.
Now, speaking of guitars, you say party, we say die. Sparrow Guitars, you represent.
Totally represent.
What is Sparrow Guitars?
Badass.
Well, it's Vancouver, right?
It's our good friend Billy Bones, his guitar company.
He actually makes guitars.
Yes.
Is that one of the few local sort of indie punk guitar makers that you know of? What's the reaction you've got to the Sparrow?
I think that it's probably the only indie guitar company that I know of.
Don't say that. There might be others we don't know about.
Only Billy, that matters.
Yeah. Billy's a great friend. Yeah. And he makes great guitars. We like to play them.
What other localisms are ingrained in You Say Party, We Say Die? Playing Sparrow guitars, that's pretty local. Playing a Canadian Vancouver guitar. Any other, like if we're looking at you on stage, how can we tell that you're from Abbotsford? How can we tell you're from Vancouver?
I've been told I look like a Mennonite piano teacher when I play in the band. That's pretty Abbotsford.
Any other observements? How can we tell that you guys are from Abbotsford? Or how can we tell you're from Canada?
It's clearly our long hair and beards, like... Because we look like all the other classic rock bands from Vancouver. We look exactly like Pride Tiger and Black Mountain. That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay. That's, we'll give you some time. Now, speaking of pulling wool over people's eyes, would you like to clear up something? At South by Southwest, you had a little run-in with a band called Deuce. Could you please explain a band Deuce?
Oh, yeah, Deuce, yeah. They're a band from Belgium. I was... just sort of, you know, had my pamphlet and I was checking out shows all over. Actually, no. This happened at the Morrissey show, didn't it?
Yeah. Let's just
I'm a little touch. Ever since the mic hit me, I've been a little bit foggy up there. I don't know. I seem to remember something of a band called Deuce, but I remember more of this really angry guy on. Oh yeah, no, I can't even really. It's all foggy.
Basically, I wanted you to clear up the Morrissey story. What was the Morrissey story?
We were on a TV in an interview at South by Southwest, and Derek told everyone that he got hit in the head by Morrissey, but it's not true.
It was actually by
some guy in this.
But Morrissey just sounded better.
Sure did.
Derek loves Morrissey.
I also noticed that there's another band called Die Die Die.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Do you know the band Die Die Die?
They're from Australia, right?
New Zealand.
I just thought that was good. Die 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 with exclamation mark. Die Die Die.
Mm-hmm. We played a warehouse at the same time as them. Two separate shows.
In Oakland,
yeah. California. They were playing downstairs. No, not with them, but same building.
Battle of the exclamation marks?
Sort of. It was like two different house parties and people would move from one to the other. Bands would go back and forth. And
wow, Die 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 versus You Say Party, We Say Die, probably in the same state as Chick Chick Chick, which is exclamation marks. That's just too much.
Too much.
Well, winding up here, You Say Party, We Say Die, how was your Shindig experience?
Wonderful. We made it all the way.
Shindig was really good.
Yeah. And you guys still are pedal power revolutionaries?
Yes.
Oh,
we are.
You say party, we say...
Die.
You have a brand new drummer, don't you?
Yes, Devin.
Could you please introduce him?
This is Devin Clifford. He is our new drummer.
Hi.
Now, Devin, the old drummer, Bruce, who now is in the Fun 100, who's always been in the Fun 100.
Yes, he has been.
Will the hockey talk continue now that Bruce the drummer is gone? Because you participated in a little bit, didn't you, Derek?
I sure did.
And this was, how did hockey turn up in You Say Party interviews?
Beats me.
Just totally randomly, they would ask Bruce a question, and he would just answer with the name of a hockey player.
Yeah, it was like Sergio Momesso. Yeah.
Jarkko Ruutu.
Yeah, like all this sort of stuff. Did you get any feedback from that? Did you win over any new fans?
We were working to get some free Canucks tickets, but it never worked out, no.
Just by saying their name over and over.
I do believe we are getting Ruutu pins made for us by Bruce Dick.
Did he say anything else on him except this Ruutu?
It's his face. I didn't even know who Ruutu was, but...
I still don't know who Ruutu is.
He'll be selling his image on tour.
Pretty much.
We won't tell anybody that, though, because you could be sued for copyright infringement, right? Wouldn't that be cool, actually, to be sued by Jarkko Ruutu? And he would say, yeah, that's me, and it's really just a picture of your drummer.
That'd be pretty funny.
Ba-boom. Well, thank you very much for your time. You say party, we say...
die.
Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all?
Nope.
Ooh, anybody?
Ooh. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot-doola-doot-doo.
Not quite! Actually, why should people care about You Say Party, We Say Die?
Because I
know this answer. I've seen a lot of your interviews, and people are supposed to say they shouldn't care. That's the right answer, right?
No, there's no right answer.
Oh.
Actually, any answer is a good answer. You showed up. That's a good answer. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you for attempting it. Well, thanks so much. You say party, we say die. Keep on rocking in the free world. And doot doodaloo doo.
Doo doo.